Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 4, we were talking about Nebuchadnezzar as he came to his senses and praised God for his deliverance. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We see the reverence of God in the last part there, verse 34, where it says, I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. Yes, this is our God, my friend. He is from generation to generation. Man is incapable of saving himself. That's what verse 35 is telling us. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. Nobody can stay his hand. Nobody can say unto God, what doest thou? Man is incapable of saving himself. The psalmist says in chapter 8, verses 1 through 5 of the Psalms, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? You see, my friend, man is nothing. Man is totally incapable. He says, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. The psalm says further in Psalms 103, verse 13 through 15, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. You see, man is so incapable. Man cannot save himself. So thank God for his great mercy. What can you do for yourself? In Matthew 6:27, it says, Jesus says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? So, who are you to think that you can save yourself when you can't even add a cubit to your stature by just taking thought? In James chapter 4, verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Today, when I finish this recording, I'll be going out to preach a funeral. And outside the family, by the time you hear this, about 3 or 4 months from right now, this person will be forgotten by many. Except your loved ones. And when those loved ones pass, who will think of that lady? You see, that's why we need the Lord. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Don't you see the sovereignty of God here in verse 35 of Daniel 4? He doeth according to his will. God has a right to do what he wants because he's the creator. And that's good to know, because when you read 2 Peter 3:9, he says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And no one can stay his hand. Nobody can stop his judgment. Nobody can alter it. Nobody can ask, what doest thou? Nebuchadnezzar is saying, no one can hinder God in what he desires to do, nor can they question what he does. If God does something, my friend, it is right, if only because he is the one that does it. Man, even the highest ranked of men and nations, aren't the judges in the final analysis. And Nebuchadnezzar is admitting that this punishment of being 7 years insane and eating grass as an ox and living and being covered with the dew of heaven, he's letting them know that that was proper and right, even merciful. The Most High, in verse 34, has reference to the eternality of God. But then we see the restoration here in verse 36. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now he's in his last years, and now it shows his reason returns. His throne is given back, and he has greater fame and honor than before. He says, excellent majesty was added unto me. Don't you imagine that he was a sweeter person to be around? You see, when a person is right with God, they display the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. My friend, are you lacking in those areas as you listen? Now, except for the 7 years of insanity and debasement, the king seems to have suffered no ill effects politically. And isn't that the way God works? In Job 42, verse 12, we read, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses. That's double what he had before when he lost everything. You see, fire always purifies the gold. Maybe today you're going through something similar as Nebuchadnezzar, or as what Job went through, and everything just seems lost and hopeless. Don't quit, my friend. Stay true to the Word. Stay true to God. Maybe it's a wayward child. Maybe it's a wayward mate. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep serving. Keep walking according to God's Word. And trust him to the day you breathe your last breath. When Nebuchadnezzar humbled himself, excellent majesty was added. Now, notice verse 37. He says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Now, this is written in a tense of continuous action. He continually praises and extols and honors. Well, how does he do it? Well, by obedience, by his lips, by his service, and by his demeanor. That is the fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that so unlike what Nebuchadnezzar was after Daniel chapter 2 and 3? He only had a temporary praise then. I'm kind of reminded of people I've prayed for in the hospital, and they make it out. And in the hospital, they said, oh, if the Lord will just take me through this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And more often than not, shortly after they're out, they forget God. They don't stay continually with him. Some will start for a little bit, but they don't continue. And the words meant nothing. Now, we're seeing here a saved man. All his works, he says, of the Lord are truth. And that was Jesus' prayer for us when he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. How are you sanctified, set apart for God? Through the truth, through the word of God. And so as you live in obedience to the word of God, and you seek the word of God to guide your life, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And as you walk that way, you find you grow in the sanctification. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And whether we're talking about justice or justness, there is no error. He is not unrighteous, regardless of anything. Our Lord is true and just. And if you walk in pride, he is able to abase. In James 4:6-7, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Victory over sin, victory over the devil, is to humble yourself and say, I can't do it. And just submit yourself to God. Whatever he says, do it. 1 Peter 5:5-7, likewise ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, God did humble Nebuchadnezzar, and he exalted him in due time. You remember years ago, a man by the name of Cassius Clay converted to being a Muslim, and then he called himself Muhammad Ali. And he would get in the boxing ring and say, I am the greatest. Well, today, a man can hardly talk, shakes, and doesn't look like anything that we would call the greatest. But you see, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm not going to reach my greatest in this life. The greatest for me is found in 1 John 3:2, when I shall be like him, for I shall see him as he is. Or as in Philippians 3:20-21, he changes this vile body and fashions it like unto his glorious body. But again we say, those that walk in pride he's able to abase. God hates that sin of pride greatly. What must he think of American churches that are more interested in performing than serving, in entertaining than holiness? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.